You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Amanda Dixon is the longtime host of Utah's Morning News. You can hear more of her each weekday morning between 5 and 9 here on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to A Woman's View here on KSL News Radio. Such a treat this week to have Mary Richards with me, my longtime KSL colleague, now journalist for Church News. Meg Holbrook is here, Senior Vice President with Zions Bank. And Gaylin Condi is here, popular speaker, host, author, and mental health advocate. Can I ask you about the case that came before the Supreme Court this week that I think has real ramifications for us here in Salt Lake City, or really everywhere in the country, everywhere in the world. But I'm focusing just on the United States and particularly on our community. This was a small community in Oregon that they had a problem with homeless people sleeping outdoors in sort of encampments. And we're talking about the kids, the protesters in tents. They were sleeping outside, you know, going to the bathroom outside. There were all kinds of health related issues. There were safety-related issues, and so they made it against the law to sleep outside. That case went all the way to the Supreme Court because the argument on behalf of the homeless people was that is an Eighth Amendment violation, that is cruel and unusual punishment. To make it illegal or criminal, something subject to fine or even imprisonment, for sleeping outside, that is punishing them for being homeless. Gaylin, when you look at this, because now that I do walk around downtown a lot, when those encampments come up on the one side of the courthouse downtown, it is hard to navigate just walking down the street when that happens.
So I love that this topic ties in the first two topics, right? That you don't always recognize how the growth of the city, and it ties into the protests and the rule of law to keep a university to function without it. I was married in Portland a couple of years ago, so this court case is in Oregon based. My husband grew up in a small town in Oregon. A couple of years ago, we went back to Portland. I did not recognize the city, and it made me so sad. It was heart-wrenching. At the time, there was still some COVID, like wear a mask inside the hotel. But if we stepped outside the hotel, people were naked, people were using drugs. There were full encampments on pretty much every surface street and alongside the streets that feed into the freeways. This had been once this city of like a diversity of restaurants and just beauty and love. And because of the legalized drugs and the overreaching homelessness, we said we won't be coming back. And that is so sad to me that this beautiful city had become so encroached and overwhelmed with this. Now, I understand that homelessness, it's a complex issue. You know, as a mental health educator and advocate, there's oftentimes an addiction and mental health component to unhoused individuals. And I know our city is grappling with it, where we've relocated some homeless shelters across parts of the valley so that it still feeds into certain places, you know, that I think sometimes where we're addressing a problem, we're saying the solution is we'll let everyone camp wherever they want. But what I saw in Portland and why this case came from Oregon is it creates 15 other issues. You're dealing with urination, drug use, safety issues, mental health that is creating safety problems for those that are, and it impacts your economy. So sometimes in our effort to be kind and supportive of maybe one group of people, we don't see the ripple effect of what it does to other parts of our community that deserve the same protections and safeties that I think those that are calling themselves unhoused are claiming in this case.
Yeah. She brings up, Meg, a very good point about businesses. When I talk to business owners downtown, they just don't know what to do.
Only in America, right, can the homeless go before the Supreme Court about their rights. That is one thing I think is just remarkable. On the other side is, this is also a moral issue for our country. what are we going to do? There's a group in Utah that's been very involved. It's called the Impact Partners, and they've been working with Mayor Mendenhall, Mayor Wilson, about, and it comprised of the Eccles, the Millers, Zions Bank, Clark Ivory, Wayne Niederhauser, who heads the homeless for the state. And they've been trying very hard and giving a lot of money to try to help alleviate the problem. And it is a systemic problem. Some people do not want to go into a housing area. Some people want to stay out. When Ronald Reagan deinstitutionalized mental health places, he put a lot of people on the street, and a lot of those laws are still in effect. So what do you do with the mental health component? So what do you do? I think you all try to work together and do the best. But in the meantime, I'm downtown too. You know, what are we going to do? But how are we going to do it with compassion? And I think that's what people are working on now. Yeah. And I don't have the answers. Some people, some cities have done, you know, put everyone in a high rise and gave them a home. And actually, some places gave, like Oregon was one, $14,000 per homeless person so that they at least would have an apartment. Mm. So I don't know the answer, but I salute the Impact Partners in the state and the city and the counties for trying to do something.
What do you think, Mary?
You know, it's so interesting to listen to these two women, and they've got such, I'm so grateful for their insights, because as to be honest, most of the time I just sit and fret and worry, like, and I wish for different days. I think the writing is on the wall for some cities who's tried to think, oh, well, if we do this or this or we, then there you're going to have this situation down the road. You cannot try to follow what progressive cities do and expect a different outcome. Why can't we go back to promoting the family unit, right? Better values, better things like that in our societies and our cities, and see what the outcome will be. It's going to be different than these others that are saying, you know, these, it's just hard to put into words really how I've been feeling, but it's just, this case is so interesting because they're trying to think of something, and they're thinking of it way down the road when the problem was back in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And now they're trying to do something on the end and not realizing what they did in the beginning that caused
yeah.
these problems.
I had a guy approach me for money the other day on the street, and he just happened to be the fourth person that hit me up on the same walk. Mm-hmm. And I know, looking back, I shouldn't have done this because it probably wasn't safe, but I looked at him and I said, I have five children. Every dime I has goes to them. So no. And then I realized that was probably not the smartest thing I've ever done. But that's, I just got up to here with it. So anyway, let me take a quick break. Back in a moment. This is A Woman's View on KSL News Radio.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring. And right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.